This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Environmental advocates and energy industry stakeholders are meeting in West Virginia's capital for 2 days of hearings on a proposal to repeal carbon emission regulations, regulations that haven't yet been implemented. Glennis Board reports.
The Trump administration's Environmental Protection Agency announced plans last month in eastern Kentucky to repeal the Clean Power Plan, a rule that sought to limit greenhouse gas emissions across the U.S., but has been held back from implementation by the Supreme Court. Now, the agency is conducting a single public hearing in Charleston to collect comments about the repeal. Many grassroots, environment, and public health organizations spoke against the repeal, while Friends of Coal rallied. A group of about 30 coal miners in work apparel, complete with hard hats, sat in one of the three hearing rooms in the Capitol building in Charleston to hear their boss, Bob Murray. Murray, CEO of the Ohio-based coal company Murray Energy, applauded EPA's decision to repeal the regulation.
God bless President Trump and you coal miners. I love you, fellas. God bless. Thank you.
But the majority of speakers were from small organizations and against the repeal. Danielle Walker, a single mom from West Virginia, represented Moms Clean Air Force.
We are mountaineers. Climate pollution has no home in our future. As a mom, I must stand up in support of the Clean Power Plan. Climate change is real. It's happening right now. And we need to take action as a nation.
The EPA is collecting comments on the repeal of the Clean Power Plan until January 16th. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glennis Board in Charleston, West Virginia.
Pittsburgh, sometimes referred to as the Paris of Appalachia, is now one of a handful of cities in the country where you can order a burger that was created in a lab. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports that the Impossible Burger bleeds like beef without the environmental downsides.
This is one of the best work days. I'm meeting colleagues at Burgatory, a high-end burger place in Pittsburgh, to try the Impossible Burger.
Hi, I'm Kara Holsoppel. I'm the host of the Allegheny Front.
Kara eats vegan. She makes homemade veggie burgers. But the Impossible Burger is supposed to really taste like meat.
And I'm excited. How are you feeling about this?
Yeah, I'm excited to have it.
That's Hal B. Klein. He's a restaurant critic and editor at Pittsburgh Magazine. This summer, he wrote an article called Burgers, Burgers, Burgers.
And I probably ate around 45 burgers researching the story.
Hello. My name is Jules. I'll be taking care of you guys.
Yeah. The Impossible Burger for me.
Impossible okay. Burger for me.
Yeah, I want the Impossible Burger, but I want the vegan cheese and
okay.
mayo.
And the mayo?
Yeah.
All right.
I followed Chef Brad Koha to the kitchen.
Careful, might be a little slick.
He pulls out a stack of regular-looking patties and peels one off. Meat burgers go on the open-fire grill. Impossible burgers sizzle on the flat top.
Just like a regular burger. You put it on, the patty looked kind of dry, but as we're cooking it now, you can see that heme, that blood, the fat coming out.
That heme, Chef Koha mentioned, the blood-like juice that seeps out as it cooks, it's the key reason why this vegan burger debuted not in the freezer aisle, but at New York's well-known Momofuku Nishi restaurant. It's also why the company behind it, Silicon Valley's Impossible Foods, has garnered a reported $300 million in investments from the likes of Bill Gates and Facebook co-founder Dustin Moskovitz. So what is heme? The company did not respond to an interview request.
Introducing Impossible Burger.
This is a video from their website.
Invented by a pretty cool scientist named Pat Brown.
Brown left his position as a biochemistry professor at Stanford University to develop this plant-based burger with all the properties of meat. On the video, they mix up wheat and potato flour to give it texture. They crack a coconut. Its oil provides the fat. And there's a small bowl of a blood-like liquid.
What's this red stuff?
That is heme. It's the same molecule that carries oxygen in your blood and makes it red. But it's actually found in every living thing. Even plants.
Impossible Foods uses genetic engineering to take a protein gene called leg hemoglobin from the root of a soy plant and add it to a yeast strain. They grow the yeast through fermentation, then isolate the heme and add it to their burgers.
Well, that turns out to be, one, their big claim to fame, and two, their big Achilles heel.
Carl Batt is a professor at Cornell's Department of Food Science. He says the Food and Drug Administration did not approve soy-like hemoglobin for consumption.
It turns out the FDA doesn't consider that to be generally recognized as safe.
But Impossible Foods doesn't actually need FDA approval and started selling the burger anyway. The company has said their burger is lab-tested and safe to eat, and it's scaling up to produce 1 million pounds per month. Their video spells out why eating one Impossible Burger is better than a beef patty.
You save water equivalent to a 10-minute shower.
You spare 18 driving miles worth of greenhouse gases, and you spare 75 square feet of land for wildlife and more.
But the question for high-tech food companies, and for us at lunch at Burgatory, would people actually choose this vegetarian protein over cow meat?
All right, I have your Impossible Burgers here.
All right. I mean, it's interesting, right? So it's like a little bit mushier than a beef burger, and there's like a sort of grain flavor.
I don't see any blood. I mean, it is a little pink in the middle, but it's not like bloody. I thought I might be a little grossed out, but I'm not.
And we put the question to Chef Kohut.
The Impossible Burger would fool anyone.
We'll definitely fool people, but there's a lot of foolish people out there.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.
The Allegheny Front is produced out of Pittsburgh and reports on the environment. You can find out more at theAlleghenyFront.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Liz McCormick. I'm Teresa Wills.